Okay, on the side, with the smaller print, just Parshas Vayetze. We're beginning to enter into the world of Hanukkah. By Kedushas Levi, that starts already by Vayetze. And continues throughout these parashias. This is a, like all of the Torahs, this very, very basic, very important piece. And it's hard to say over, and it's long, so we'll try to do it without getting stuck on certain parts that have more of a netiyah towards Kabbalah. Just try to understand on our level, and to enjoy the beginnings of the beginning of the light of Hanukkah. Does everybody have a page? A sefer? Vayetzi Yaakov b'Eshav v'yelech Aaron. V'yihu b'zeh ma'aseh anu karin l'neis Hanukkah b'shem and Lashon Hanukkah. We spoke about this in the teachings of the Pizetzin and the Chavos of Talmidim. Why is it that the neis of Hanukkah is called Hanukkah? Ki Hanukkah m'Lashon Chinuch. Hanukkah, the Kedushas Levi says, Hanukkah is m'Lashon Chinuch. Chinuch, which we always translate as to educate. But that's not really the deeper meaning of the word chinuch. Chinuch, educating is certainly an act of chinuch, but that's not what chinuch means. It doesn't mean to educate. L'chanech. Chinuch means b'torah chinuch advarim d'matzina b'torah gabe chinuch habgodim shel kahanim. Shenemar L'malai es yodam l'kahein. Chinuch means when you begin doing a davar shebekedusha. In the Torah, when we begin to use something in the way of holiness, that act of consecrating something for holiness, it's called chinuch. So the preparation of the garments, of the special garments of the kahanim, that's the chinuch or the chanukah sabayis. Dinei kol dovar shenase mokem hashroes hakedusha elyona. The kedushas lady explains that wherever a place is being prepared, wherever there's going to be a Hashros HaKedusha, wherever there's going to descend in a special way to Kedusha El Yayna, a higher level of holiness, Shricha Mikaydem Lasas Kliva HaChonu Beis Kibul, where there's going to be the appearance or the manifestation of greater holiness, one must first create an environment that can receive it. One must create a kli kibul, a vessel that will receive, to prepare a vessel that will receive this higher level of holiness. So that the holiness that's going to descend will be able to enter into that place. This really is the meaning of chinuch. This is what chinuch means. Now how does that apply to children? Or to adults, we understand, and that's what the Chavos Talmidim, that's what Pietzetzin explains in the Chavos Talmidim. K'moshe mechanchen hanar b'mitzvus, to be mechanich a child, or to be mechanich ourselves. But chinuch means that I am doing what's necessary in order to make that child, in order to make that child into a kli that's able to receive kedushas haTorah, kedushas haMitzvus. That's what chinuch is. So the entire process of Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaMikdash, and with the kelim, with the vessels in the Beis HaMikdash that they required also with oil and preparing the chinuch of begodim, the chinuch of kelim, it's all in the same parasha. It all means preparing something, preparing an object or a person by readying that individual or that thing to receive kedusha, to receive holiness. Shechalalav be'ez kedulaso. Similarly, even before the boy becomes bar mitzvah, even before the child is bar mitzvah, we're mechanachim, and there's a mitzvah of chinuch. So we prepare him by showing him how to bench lulav and asu. We teach him Hilchos Shabbos. We begin to prepare the child for when he'll be an adult, and then the kedusha of mitzvahs will descend upon him. But he'll be a kli. He will already be a vessel that can receive the light of Torah mitzvahs. That's what chinuch means. So when you say that somebody is a good mechanach, which is a wonderful compliment to say a teacher that he is a good mechanach, she's a good mechaneches. It doesn't just mean somebody that knows how to inform a child. It means somebody knows how to prepare a child to receive kedusha. That's not simple. There are a lot of good teachers that could teach information, and that are able to share information. But to be mechanech a child, that the child should want to receive kedusha, that parents should be mechanech their children to want to receive kedusha, to make them kalim. In the Yiddish use of the word kli, b'chlal, we all heard the old timers when they would speak, or when they still speak, they should be well about a child that he has potential. They'd say, "Oh, he's a keli." What it means a keli? Doesn't mean that keli. It doesn't mean with an aleph. He's a kli. Oh, he's a kli. He's a keli. So keli means he can receive. He can receive. There's something here. There's something that's being prepared to receive the aura of mitzvahs. It's a keli. V'nei Yaakov Avinu. So let's see how Yaakov Avinu is getting us ready for Chanukah. And remember that Chanukah is the yontif of chinuch. Chanukah prepares Klai Yisrael. It prepares Klai Yisrael to be able to receive Kedushas HaTorah through the long, dark years of Golus. That's what Chanukah is for. Chanukah is the last Yontif. Chanukah is preparing us for the long journey from that time, from the end of Teresh HaChsav, the beginning of Teresh HaPer, all the way till Mashiach Tzikein. That's what Chanukah is. Now in these parashas, beginning with in Vayetze, all these parashas, Vayetze, Vayishlach, these parashas, Vayeshev, that's all Chanukah. Every pasuk in these parashas is filled with Chanukah. Everything you learn in these parashas is all Chanukah. And over the years, if you go back and you chazal some of the things we've spoken about, all those parashas, and we've learned, and you look in the Sfarma Kedushim, everything is Chanukah. The whole Indian of the dream of Yaakov Avinu, and then he pours the oil over the Matseva, and he goes back for the Pachim Ketanim, and the whole wrestling match with Sar Shlesh. Everything is Chanukah. Even the parashas meet Kates, when we're moving to Zayis Chanukah, right? To Zayis Chanukah, it's all, everything is the Yontif of Chanukah. What happened that mysterious day when Yaakov Avinu came to the place and the Beit HaMikdash was brought there to that place, not the Beit HaMikdash itself, but the Har Moriah came to that place, and Yaakov Avinu rested his head upon the earth, upon the stone, and the stones came together, and he had the dream of the ladder. So the Rebbe Kedushas Levi says that Yaakov Avinu stakel biyichid al yimreishas hamachshava. Yaakov Avinu's thoughts went back to the beginning of all creation. He went back to the reishas hamachshava, to the first cause of why the Bnei Shalom made the world. The ra, and he saw she yisoid kol ha'olam asu knesses Yisrael. And when Yaakov Avinu gazed into the very depths of creation, and the Rebbe will see how in a minute how it goes into the Psukim, when Yaakov Avinu's mind went back to the beginning, he saw one thing, he saw Knesset Yisrael. That the very beginning was Knesset Yisrael, was the Jewish people, which is the beginning of all, and the purpose of all creation. Kamei Machachmenu Zal, as it says in the Medrash, and Rashi brings down at the beginning of the Torah, Yisrael Olu B'machshava. That the first thought of Hashem in creation was Klai Yisrael, which means the purpose of all creation was Knesset Yisrael. Breishis bor b'shvil Yisrael shenekroim Breishis Chazal Darshan on the pasuk Breishis bor l'kim b'shvil Yisrael, for the sake of Yisrael, who are called Breishis. The beginning. V'heim nekroim even harosha. When you're making a building, when you're building something, the cornerstone upon which the entire building is constructed is called Evan Harosha or Evan Hapina. Evan Harosha means literally would mean the headstone. But it means the stone from which everything is built upon that stone. Shemimena Hushtas Olam. So we know now in Yerushalayim that there is a stone upon which the entire world was built, and that's called the Evan Shesiyah. Shemimena Shemisham Hushtas Ha'olam. The whole world was built upon that stone. Right now, the Arabi Machshamam are covering that with their tumah. They're covering that place, but that's the Evan Shesiyah, the cornerstone, the headstone of creation. So the real headstone, again, not the way that they use it now, but the real cornerstone of all creation is Knesset Yisrael, is the Jewish people. Because all that was created above and all that was created below rests upon this reality of Klal Yisrael, upon Hashem Baruch's plan with this people, the Knesset Yisrael. So it says in Chumash that Yaakov, that's why Rashi has to explain. It says in one pasuk that he took the Evan, a single stone. And then it says what? May Avnei Hamakom. So that's why Rashi brings Chazal. What did Rashi bring? That the stones gathered together to under his head to form one stone. That they all wanted to, Alayah Nech Tzadikas Rashi, they wanted to be under the Tzad, which are the 12 Shvatim and so on, but the stones came together to form one stone. So it says Evan, it says Me'avnei, in singular and plural, stone and stones. So the Rebbe explains, the Machshava Sham Nikra Evan B'Loshen Yochid, at the very, very beginning of creation, the Evan is called in the singular one, Evan, which of course is amazing. Later on, Yaakovinu was called as a Mishamra Yerush, it says Evan Yisrael. Right before he died, Evan Yisrael, which means Av and Bain, a father and a son, is Evan. But Yaakov is called Evan Yisrael also. So he says that Machshava Sham Nikra Evan and Abloshen Yochid, it's in the singular, because Yaakovinu in his mind went back all the way to the beginning. Yaakovinu in that difficult time of his life, when he was going through that period of time where he had to leave his home. He had to leave the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Aver, and he had to go into the world of love and into the world of darkness, into the world of Golus and Chutzlarts. So in that place, Yaakovinu's mind went back to the beginning. What's the tachlis? Where does this all begin? Like, what am I doing? And the mind of the tzaddik of Yaakov went back to the Evan, to the stone, which is what? The purpose of creation, which is Knesset Yisrael. He's from this Achid Klolus Yisrael Ba'achdus Ha'amiti, because before all the divisions and separations, before there was Shemayim and Aris, before there was this place and that place and this person and that person and this thing and that thing, there was one Evan, and that's Evan Yisrael. That's the Jewish people. That's the beginning. He's from this Achid Klolus Yisrael Ba'achdus Ha'amiti L'mazel B'mazel Elyon. This is what it means that Yaakov placed his mind, his thoughts. So when it says that Yaakov placed his head upon the stone, he took a stone, he placed his head, V'yosem Evan Mirashosav, right? That's the second pasuk. V'yosem Evan Mirashosav, it means that he placed his head upon the stone. As the Kedusha Levi says, that he placed his thoughts, he entered with his thoughts into that place, which is called what? The stone, the Evan, the beginning, the cornerstone, the beginning of all creation, which is Yisrael. And again, every single Torah of Kedushas Levi is about the Rebbe himself, because that's how Kedushas Levi lived. Every single second, he placed his mind, his thoughts upon the beginning, upon Klal Yisrael. Every second was thoughts, was thinking about Klal Yisrael. Nothing sichlo machshavte v'neich meichel zehenin. And what did Yaakov want to do more than anything in the world? More than anything in the world, he wanted to reveal this in reality. In other words, he knew he was able to go back in time to the beginning. And he knew that the tachlis of all creation, of all worlds, is what? To bring about this people. And that this people should be a people who are able to live in this way, to be connected to the beginning. And he wanted desperately to do this. He wanted to do this, which means to get married and to have the shvatim, to have the shiftei ka, and to bring into the world that which is a potential in that stone of creation, that it shouldn't remain, God forbid, a dormant inanimate stone that hasn't come to life. He wants to bring it to life. To bring this out, lapoil, in reality. That's what it says at the end of Ayichi. Misham roa even Yisrael, the shepherd. He was constantly watching, he was constantly waiting and trying to figure out how to bring out the even Yisrael, the stone of Yisrael. El hispashtus Lintoya the Knesset Yisrael Binyan Shalem, to plant into this world, to reveal in this world the Binyan Shalem, the complete and total building reality, not to leave it just as a stone, but the building of Knesset Yisrael, which that means us also. B'chol Inyon the Mishneim also Shiftei Ka, and he knew that this would mean that there had to be 12 Shvatim. Hamukuvonim neged shneim also gvulei alachsen. There are 12 because of the 12 angles, the 12 borders of the 12 angles, which I'm not going to explain. Those of you who like these things will look in the Sefer Yetzirah, and in the Sefer Yetzirah, you will further not understand it. Vilios hamerkava shleima. He knew that there had to be 12 because how reality is set up according to the number 12. And he wanted more than anything to bring out this in reality, in Lamaitse, Bapayav, Liasa Merkava, Shlema, Shishim Reba, Yisrael, and from the 12 tribes to build Shishim Reba, to build the 600,000 root souls, and from the 600,000 root souls to build an entire nation that will be more than the sand and more than the stars. That the Shechin, the divine presence, requires there to be the 600,000 root souls of the Jewish people, in order that the Shekhinah should come into this world. And he wanted there should be a complete building, not just the cornerstone, but a complete building that will consist of what? Limbs and organs and pieces. That means different Jews. Moshe and Yankel and Sarah and Rivka and Sprinza and Chaya and Yan and Gedalia and whatever. All of us. Every Jew. Is another Evans, another piece of the building. And this is what he wanted to build. V'yosem Evan Rosh Shoysev, that the mind of the Rosh of Yaakov was resting upon the stone and dreaming of how to do this. What's going to be? How can I bring this about? V'lios HaKol Mekuvin Kenegit Ha'ilu Mesfari Yisrael Yoinim. And everything has to be completely, completely in accordance to what? To the higher world. And now Yaakov Avinu wants to bring out from this one stone many, many stones, many Yidden, many Jews, many shuls, many yeshivas, many mikvahs, many Yiddish kinder. He wants to bring out from that one stone. And he's one lonely person. What did he have then in his life? What was he? Who was he? This is what he was thinking about. That is the meaning when it says he put his head on the stone. It means that he was thinking about the beginning. Certainly it also means a simple pshat. The Rebbe is reminding us, it means that he did put his head on a stone. It doesn't mean just it was this idea. I mean, he put his head physically on a stone. But this is what was going on. And he did pour oil upon that stone. Which, of course, is the oil of Hanukkah, which all the Sfarim talk about, and the Rebbe alludes to over here. K'may Shemavur means to prepare, to be mechanech, the Jewish people, to ready the world for the full appearance of this binyan of Klal Yisrael. K'may Shemavur because of Rak Sherom Az Yaakov Machshavta V'Kivin Al Dover Acher. Of course, Yaakov actually put his head on the stone, a physical stone, but he, like with everything that tzaddikim do, there's a deeper spiritual significance to what's happening. And this is what was going on was that he put his mind upon the Evan Haruchani, upon the spiritual stone. He reaches Samachshav, which is the beginning of all thought, the beginning of Hashem's thoughts. Hu pinas yesayid ha'olam lias makusha la'maisa b'chol anof v'protiv lias binyin mefor mechador mipalterin. That the thought of Yaakov Avinu was how to bring from this tiny evidence to see it from this little stone, how to bring about la'maisa, the Jewish people, and all of the details, that it should be a splendorous, beautiful building that will consist of many rooms like a palace. And each and every one of us is a room. Shemimenu kama v'kama tzaddikim v'loim de Torah. That they will come out many, many tzaddikim and loim de Torah, the Jews that are learning, Jews that are tzaddikim. Zah hayavayd is Yaakov. This was the avayd of the father of the Jewish people. His dream was not the same as Avram Avinu and Yitzchak. It was now time for Yaakov to go away from his world and to come to the world of Lavan, which means Rachel and Leah, which means to build Knesset Yisrael, to build the Jewish people. And this was the Avodah of Yaakov, whose name would of course become Yisrael. And Yisrael means Li Rosh, as we always talk about. Li Rosh means the thought, the beginning, the mind. V'histakel ba'achdus shel Knesset Yisrael ad seif kol hadaros. Yaakov Avinu looked back to the beginning of all things, and then he turned his vision towards the end of all things. At the end. To the end of all generations. V'achakach ra Yaakov ruach kodesh, and now what happened? Now what happened? Listen. This is unbelievable. When Yaakov Avinu looked at the beginning, and from the beginning he was thinking, what's going to be? And he turned his eyes towards the end, and he saw frightening things in between. He saw terrible, terrible tzaros in between the beginning and the end. He saw the destruction, the devastation, the suffering. He saw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that was going to be built upon the cornerstone. He saw the destruction. He saw the anger and the dinim that are going to be brought upon Klal Yisrael. Sha'ovra Yisrael, that the Jewish people are going to have to endure. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er means that Yaakov went out of the Be'er Sheva. What does that mean, Be'er Sheva? The Sfarim talk a lot. The Zohar called this the Ari. What's Be'er Sheva? What's the Loimer? It means Sheyotza Me'Oisa Histaklus Shel Hayichid El Yain. Be'er Sheva means the wellspring, the Be'er, the well of Sheva. This world is the world that's created in 7 days, and this is a world that is conducted according to the 7 meters of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hayad, Yesod, and Malchus. Yaakov Avinu had to leave when he it was now time in his life where he knew that he would have to go out. He went out from that thought, Vayetze Yaakov. He would have to go out that from that thought. Hashem Yishon Leves Shefel L'Chol Olam is called Sheva Hamidas, from that higher thought. Of the beginning, from which will come forth the 7 days of this world and the 7 meters of creation. Hamachunas b'shem Be'er Sheva, that are called Be'er Sheva. Vayelech Charana, and he knew that he was going to have to now take this thought. It was time to take the thought of the beginning from Be'er. He had to leave that thought and now bring to the creation of the Jewish people. Are going to have to go through what? Charana. What's Charana? Charon Af, which means suffering and anger and difficulties. Vayela Charana. Ve'estakel ba'isa Charon. And Yaakov, in his vision, he left that thought of the beginning, and he turned his eyes to what? To the charon, to the anger, to the difficulties, to what his children are going to have to endure in this world. Asher yarvo al kneses Yisrael, that's going to befall the Jewish people. V'hoyu lo tzar gadol ma'od, and he had terrible anguish. Because Yaakov, you know, our father felt all the tzaris that the Jewish people were going to have in the future, and every Jew was going to have. Yaakov, you know, must have been screaming in pain when he looked into the charon, when he vayela charona, for him to leave Be'er Sheva, for the tzaddik to leave that place of clarity, to leave the beginning, to leave the cornerstone, to go away from Be'er Sheva, to go away from his parents' home, to go away from yeshiva, and vayela charon, and to enter into the place of anger and suffering and difficulty, not of his own, but of all Klal Yisrael. V'hoyu lo tzar gadol ma'od ba'hargish tzar gadol hatzaris, when he felt the unbelievable tzaris, asher yizbelu zara b'golus, that his children are going to suffer in golus. V'ilam yirid chas v'shalom, and how they're going to fall. How they're not going to be able to live up to that dream of the beginning. So vayivga b'mokam means that he bumped into the place. Now we know, of course, Rashi says he davened. What else is a Jew supposed to do when you come to such a thought? You have to daven. But vayivga b'mokam, so the Rebbe explains. We know that Hashem is called Makom, right? Hashem is called the place, Makom Shel Olam. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Hashem is called Makom. So Vayivka B'Makom Rotzo Lo Yimer Lovad Mizat Sashel Zaro. Vayivka B'Makom means not only did Yaakov give out this scream when he saw what was going to happen to his children, but he also thought what was going to happen to the divine presence in this world. Because if it's not good for Klal Yisrael, it's not good for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kivyachol in this world either. Remember, I told you once that Shamas, at the beginning when we were talking about Kedushas Levi, that the Shamas once looked in and he saw the Bedicha was by himself in Shul, and the Shamas thought everybody was gone, and he saw Kedushas Levi was by himself, and the Rebbe didn't see anybody there, and he saw that the Bedicha poured a glass of schnapps, a little glass of schnapps, and he said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, L'chaim. He says, L'chaim, and he says, it should be a good night. And he says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, should be a good night. And he made a bracha and he drank the schnapps. So the Shamas thought that was strange. I mean, there are a lot of people that are making L'chaims like that. No, by themselves, you know, a good night, a L'chaim. And then the Kedushas Levi started to cry. And the Shamas went over to him and said, Rebbe, what's going on? The Kedushas Levi said, L'chaim, a good night. He says, Nacht means galus. It means this suffering that we're in. And he says, Azan, it should be a good night. The night should be better. Because he said, if it's a good night for Yidden, then it'll be a good night for you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But if it's not good for us, it won't be good for you either. That's what he was saying. In order for you to have a good night, it has to be good for us here too. So he says, besides that he saw the suffering that his children are going to go through, he encountered. He encountered the. He could write a poem. This could be put to a song. He encountered the suffering of God. That not only are my children suffering, but if my children are suffering, then the Mokum is suffering also. He saw this. He didn't expect to see this. That what? That God suffers with us. Asher b'chol tzarosim leitzar means, but says in Pasuk, that every single time, whatever the Jewish people, whatever we go through, b'chol tzarosim leitzar, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has tzar. Tzar with Adonai means that tzaras min tzaras. V'chashash Yaakov ma'oid al tzaras shechina. And Yaakov now was deeply, deeply hurt and was in pain over the tzar, the anguish of the shechina. K'viyach. V'zesh ha'kosu v'yolun shom kivu ha'shemesh. V'yolun means to lie down. It also means to be saddened, says in the Sram. V'yolun means to go down. Kiva Shamish, Hayalina, but Salamish and Nechshach Lehaor, the world turned dark for him. Remember, it became suddenly dark, right? It became dark for Yaakov Avinu. Became dark. Shenechshach Lehaor, Shamachmas Godel Tsar Yisrov Gosa Shechina, because he couldn't see past this. Unbelievable. The Tsar Shechina, the suffering of Klai Yisrov, the suffering of the Shechina. V'nipsik mihadveikis, and he experienced the yirida because, as a result of that sadness, that anguish, he couldn't hold on to that attachment to that dveikis. So what happened? Vayikach me'avnei hamakom v'yosem rashayisav. So it says again, he took from the stones in the plural, and he put his head upon the stones. So he niach machshav lazeh adavar. So he now began to think deeply about this, about what the suffering of the Jewish people and the suffering of the Shechina. Now he began to think of everybody separated, Ma'avne Hamakom, all the stones. Kachsiv Ma'avne Kizet Kayal Heiris Knesel Shenifredu means the Jewish people broken and shattered into a million pieces. Ma'avne, then it's no longer one stone. That's how the story began. But until it will become one stone again at the end of time, there are going to be a billion stones of Jews being broken into a million pieces in the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, and Yushalayim in ruins, and Chevron in ruins, and Ludz and Varsha, and wherever there were Jews crushed and ruined, and Jews themselves broken and separated one from the other. Now it's Me'avne Hamakom, the stones in the plural. So he began. He had a dream of the ladder. Yaakov had to strengthen himself. He had to have a cholim. He had to go beyond this. His garba Yaakov in a moed machshavto zadover. He was on hell. And Yaakov saw the ladder, and the bottom of the ladder was on earth, and the top of the ladder was reaching to the highest heavens, and he understood that it's not Stam, the suffering of the Klais and the suffering of the Shechin, it's not just something that's of this world, it's connected to the beginning, it's from the highest world, it's somehow. Just like we ourselves, we don't understand when, God forbid, a Jew goes through suffering or Jews go through suffering. But you have to know that it's Mutzav Arzi, even though the sufferings in this world is Rosh HaMegiyah HaShamayim, it has something, it's connected to the highest worlds. Rosh HaMegiyah HaShamayim, Ki Bem HaShoresh Kol HaGolus, the root of all Golus, Negeh Adrum Shamayim HaYonim, reaches the highest heavens. When a Jew suffers in Golus, it's not Stam, God forbid. It means it touches the highest place. Ki beis ha-golus yesh tashus koyach lamala. That means that when there's suffering in Golus, when a Jew is in pain, when the Jew is weakened, when Klai Yisrael is weakened, then kevyochel the Shechina, the highest world, becomes darkened and weakened. V'nifsa chalila ha-shef el yoyna. And God forbid it causes there to be a break between the higher world and the lower world. And the angels of Hashem were rising and descending upon the ladder. What's a lima? That means Shabemis Ayideha Golas, that Yaakov understood that Golas is not Stam, that the Jewish people are exiled and dispersed. But that somehow, as a result of that experience of Golus, there's going to be Yesh Aliyah Lekam Nitzayis Kedoshim, that there are going to be Malachim that are Oilim V'yardim, which the Tzaddikim explain, and what the Bedichev is saying here, and they all bring down this piece from Kedushas Levi, the Davka through the difficulties, and what Klal Yisrael has to accomplish in this world to become a people. So there are going to be malachim that have an aliyah. The malachim don't mean just angels like in Chagall's paintings, you know. It means that from that dafke, all the lowest things of this world can be lifted up by Klal Yisrael, oilim. And viyardim means to bring down shefa from the higher world, to bring down unbelievable bracha from the higher world. That the purpose of creation is dafke, this connection from above to below, oilim viyardim bo. But there's going to be shefa, there's going to be bracha born into this world, but there's also going to be what? You read this in difficulties. So how did Yaakov strengthen himself? Vihini Hashem nitzav alav, and behold, Hashem was with him, was upon him. The first three letters are Vav. Hashem is the first letter is Yud, right? Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Nun, which is Yavan, Greece. I'm just giving you an example. Every single thing here is all Hanukkah. Vihini Hashem nitzav alav, and Hashem was upon him. Shekev and Shagol Yisrael. Since the Jewish people were going into Golus, that's what Hanukkah is all about. Means no matter where the Jewish people end up, no matter how the dreidel turns and how far draped we are in Golus, the Bnei Shalom is always with us. And Yaakov saw this, that Hashem is upon every Jew wherever he is, no matter what he's going through. I am with you in your suffering. That's the hischaskus of Ihin Hashem Nitzav Alav. Because when Yaakov saw that there's no way to continue, there's no hope, what am I going to do? I understand the Baruch Shalom is revealing to me this dream that somehow through Golus, there's going to be these aliyahs, and you read this, and all the suffering we're going to somehow bring tikkunim to all the worlds and connect heaven and earth. But Ad Masai, and how are we going to do this? How can we survive? And Hashem was upon him. And Cain, Kavish Hashem is Baruch Imanu. Since the Baruch Shalom, if you know that the Baruch Shalom is with you, we feel even more deeply the pain of the Shechin who's with us and all these crazy things. When the Baruch Shalom saw that this is all that Yaakov could think about, and his mind was completely upon the stones, the shattered, broken stones, and that's all he was able to think about. Then the Baruch Shalom said to him, I am the God of your fathers, of your father Yitzchak, and your grandfather Avram. And Yaakov, you should know that the earth upon which you're lying, where you're resting, I'm going to give it to you and to your children, and it's going to be okay. It's going to work out. What's the line? Shata Dayagalov, that you're worried about. This earth, and particularly this piece of the earth, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, that you're so worried about, that you can't stop thinking about it, because you know that it's in this place that the future of your family lies, in this place in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. And you don't understand, you don't see what's going to be. What's going to be? Because you see a million Jews all over the world in a million places crushed. So what's going to be with this place? So the Baruch Shalom says to him, "Bevadei etnenu l'chol zerach, I promise you, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to your children. V'hine anoichi imach u'shmarticha. I am with you, and I'm going to protect you. See, what the Svarim said, that the Chanukah menorah is davke lit. Lamatim yasar tefachim. L'chadchil, you're supposed to light the Chanukah menorah, not high up, but 10 tefachim and down, right? The Chanukah menorah is supposed to be 10 tefachim and down. Which even the eye, there's a rule that the Shekhinah doesn't come beneath 10 tefachim to this world, all the way down to the ground. But Chanukah, there is such an Indian. So the Marinayim and other Tzadigim explain that Davke Chanukah, there is this koich. that the Shekhinah comes with you into your house down mamish to the lowest place. Otherwise, it's an amazing thing. When it comes to Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, we have to go Aliyah L'Regel. we have to go up to Yerushalayim. When it comes to Chanukah, the Baruch Hashem comes down to us. The Shechina comes down all the way, Lamat Mesotzvachim, into the little candles in the Chanukah menorah. Lamat Mesotzvachim, the little menorah. The Shechina descends into this world. Most of what I spoke many times with the Ariya called this, other tzaddikim explained that Chanukah is a special Indian to be Mevakeh Cholim, to visit the sick, Lolein, whoever, to try to visit sick people. Because the whole Indian of Chanukah is that the Baruch Shalom visits us when we're sick in Golus. He's with us here in Golus. That's what it means. V'yanoichi imach u'shmarticha, I'm going to watch you, b'chalashet teilech, wherever you go. What's the lema? Av shahem b'golus, anoichi eye marhem. Even though they're in Golus, I'm going to be with them. V'eshmarisim, and I'm going to watch them. V'ashivayisichel adam, and I'm going to bring them back to this place, there is Israel. What's the loymer? Avsha Golu, even though they're in Golu, they're going to go to Golus. Oshiva Shavusim, I'm going to bring them back from all the different places of their captivity. Im Yitzah Hashem Akabalism, and I'm going to receive them. Adim Asisias Asher Dibarati Lach, you will see that I will fulfill what I spoke to you. And I will watch them all of this time. I will be with them. Ha'ikas Yaakov Ishnos, and Yaakov woke up from his sleep. What does that mean? He was able to get up now. What's the loimer? Mevchinas Sheina, he was able to get out of that state of sleeping, of being without hope, of being overwhelmed by the darkness, by the night. So Vayikatz Yaakov Vishnos, he was able to wake up. So Mevchinas Sheina, Shehu Bistalkus Amoichim. Sleep means when I can't come to myself. Sleep means when I don't understand. Machmas Cheshkus Agolus of Sarim Shisrael, that because of the terrible vision that he had of the suffering, he was in a state of sleep and he was able now to wake up. By Yermin he said, Achein Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Achein Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. That Hashem is here too, even in this place. V'anoichi lo yadati, I didn't know. That's what each one of us is going to find out. Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anoichi lo yadati. I didn't know that Hashem was here. I didn't know. Sh'anoichi dimisi chas v'sholom, sh'knesis Yisrael heim begolos, ha'kadosh baruch hu azovam. It seemed to me, when I first had that vision, it seemed to me that when my children are going to go to Golos, that Hashem is abandoning them, that they're going to be left. Who behest upon him and so hidden. Vein mashgiach aleim, and God forbid he's not watching them. But now I see that Hashem is with them. And all of Golus, here, listen what the Kedusha says. All of Golus, Shashchinimayim Yosheves Begalusa, is a Beis Elokim. Wherever any Jew will be is going to be a house of God, a Beis Elokim. Imkain, bevada hilatayvasam. Certainly, therefore, ultimately, it's for their good. Even though it's terrible, but it's for their good. Now he was able to go back to the original, because he was interrupted with this horrible vision. Now he was able to go back to the Evan. So what does it say? Now it says that he took the Evan and he poured the oil, right? He made it into a matseva. He built a monument out of one stone, and he poured the oil.
He took that stone, the stone from that he originally had placed his thoughts upon, the beginning, where everything comes from, the Be'er Sheva, the Knesset Yisrael, the first thought. And he made it into a monument, into a matseva. He was strengthened to lift it up and to begin. This is the Chanukah, this is the Chinuch. He erected it. He stood it up tall. That means
we're going to come back to be that one stone again. We're going to come back to be Evan Yisrael. It's going to happen.
Vayitzak Shemin Arosha. That's, you know, he took the stone, that stone of his thoughts, of the beginning, and now he lifted it up. And he gave it, and he prepared it as a matseva, a reminder. Vayitzek Shemen Areisha, and he poured oil upon the top of it. What's the loimer? Shehimshich Lamala Hu Shemen. oil, which means kini lachachmel yaina, oil, shemen, like it says in the Gemara. It says that if you see shemen zayis, if you see olive oil in your dream, it's apala chachma, means that there's more wisdom coming into your life. Oil means chachma, means wisdom. Sehim shech lamala hu shemen kin lachachma al yayna. He poured oil upon the stone. Umoshach misham shefa chiyas kedusha v'yichda maise. He was showing that stone, that Evan Yisrael, is the Reishis HaMachshav, is the beginning, is the Reishis Chochem, is the beginning, it comes to the beginning of wisdom. The Klai Yisrael is Hashem's first thought. Always. Hu Chochmel Ilah, Ashu Evan HaYisrael, which is the cornerstone. V'asim menu modu l'shchina v'yich l'mokim, and he made this Matseva a place where the divine presence can enter into, can descend. Baruch Hu. L'siyachadim Knesset Yisrael kutshir b'ichu shchinte, where Hashem can join and become one with the Jewish people. M'zesha kosa v'yikva shem ha-mokum Beis Kel. And he named the place Beis Kel. Shubayus modur shem aleph lamed. It will be a place that will be a place where the name aleph lamed will be able to dwell. The name of the city was originally Luz. What's the line? The Be'emes, the Gam Kedem Shosa Yaakov Zeh. What does it mean? It was originally, even before all of this happened that day, it was originally called Luz. That means the Be'emes, even before Shosa Yaakov Zeh, Yaakov, you know, realized that even before he did all of this, Gan can have Dvaram B'Koyach B'Yichid Elyon, was all there in potential. Curatius HaMachshav HaKailu Shal Knesset El Dor V'Dor Ad Ikved HaMashiach. It was all already in waiting. It was all prepared. That's Chinuch. It was all already there, just waiting for Yaakov to begin constructing the Matzeva. But it was already there from the beginning till Ikved HaMashiach, till the end. Right? Shahayse B'Bechinas Luz. Now, why is it called Luz? Now, that's a word that you're all familiar with, I hope. Luz meaning ki evachad yesh b'adam, Chazal say that there is a tiny, tiny little piece of a human being in the back that is called luz. You know that. How do you strengthen the luz? Malava malka. You know that. If you don't eat, God forbid, malava malka, then the luz is terribly weak, God forbid. There is one part. Again, it means something much deeper. But there is one part of a Jew that can't die. That all the years and all the fires of the crematorium cannot destroy. It's called the luz. In Klai Yisrael, it's called Eliyahu HaNavi. Luz means that part from which Hashem is going to bring the dead back to life, as Chazal say. Shirak rak haitzav b'chinas luz. In other words, Yaakov didn't see any of this when he first came there. But everything is already there. But that's what it means. It was originally called Luz. Luz means what? Ke'ev echad yesh b'adam. There is this one part of a person, Shoshma Luz, that's called Luz v'hu niskay. Hashem yizeh ha'ev and nishava binyin adam shel karam achivarim. According to Chazal, when Hashem made Adam Arishan, he made him first, he made him from that Luz, and then he built the rest of him from that Luz. That's the beginning of our existence, and it's the end. And therefore it's indestructible, and from there Hashem's Baruch will bring the dead back to life. The Gamla Esatchia, and that's why in Navi the whole thing would happen in Luz, that from there the dead were able to be bad, that nobody was dying of any sicknesses in the city that's called Luz. It's an amazing place. In Luz, people didn't die. I'm not going to get to that right now, but you'll look into that, you'll see. The Gamla Esatchia, Yibona Kolaguf Mizaheva. And when there'll be Tchias Amesim, Hashem will construct the body from that Ava. Because Chazal say that Eva, that part of the body, never is destroyed. Imkain. Midakol haguf. Midakol haguf nivna mimenu. The entire body will be reconstructed from there. So therefore we see, al karchach, it must be, Yesh be'ever hazeh, that in this tiny little piece of the body, there is contained in potential koyach v'chiyus, the entire body, all the limbs of the body. V'kma hiyuli. It's like that little, tiny little speck of existence from which all existence was created. Kein ha'evan ha'roisha. And that's exactly what Yaakov now understood. When he now, after everything happened to him that night, he understood when he put his head, when he put his thoughts into upon that beginning, and he thought this was. So now he realized that already everything was already prepared. Everything was set into motion. That's what it means that the luz. The luz means that there's a tiny little trace from which Hashem is going to build everything, and that's the Evan, and everything is going to be built upon the Evan. Shaiser Rashis Samachshava, the first thought. Hakelelos Hakol Mashahoyu Mashahos Elios. Because just like the luz contains everything that was and everything will be, it means it's from where Hashem created man, and it's going to be the end for which Hashem will build the person by Tchias HaMeisim. Rashi Yaakov Poga Zois Vahitzim Karach HaPoil. All Yaakov did was he had to bring this out by going through this entire thing and constructing, putting up this Matzeva. But it was all there. Everything is in all the equipment is there. Everything is there. But the tzaddik wanted to bring this out, the poil, to begin working on it. I can't say more than this. And after this, Yaakov went, and he went into the biggest tumah, into the biggest choshech, into the biggest darkness, and he began to build Klal Yisrael. He began to build the Shivtei Kah, and Rachel and Leah and the Shvatim and Knesset Yisrael, all from that Matzeva, from that Evan. They also Evan Rashayisav. Obviously, each and every one of us has to go through that in some way or the other. It doesn't mean that we're on a Madrega, that we could understand, that we could have visions or dreams like Yaakovino had. Afal Pichain, nevertheless, the Indian of Ayetze, Yaakov, Yeshev, Ayelech, Harana, each and every one of us has to go through, which it says in the Tikkun and the Zohar and so on, that when we leave the higher world and we come to this world, when the baby is born, it's Ayetze, Yaakov, Yeshev, Ayelech, Harana. Being born is Ayelech, Harana. And all the koiches that the child has, and bringing out the koiches, each and every one of us to bring out our koiches. And to know that you're not beginning from nothing. It's not beginning from scratch, that it's already been there. It's been prepared. It's already in you. And it's just a question of being mighty upoil, but it's all there. And Vihina Nechi Shmartich, Hashem is with you every minute. Vihina Hashem Nitzav Alav. And whenever you go through whatever you have to go through, it's all Sula Mutzav Atzav Hashem Gir Shemayim. It's not Stam. It's connected Mamish to the highest world. And everything that you're going through is what? The Malachi Elokim Oilim, the Yardim, but all the Elias, and you read this, all the Nitzaitis, all the sparks of everything that you go through is to lift up with your Amunah, to lift everything back to the Rabbanu Shalom, that in the end, it's all going to come back to that one Evan, to that one stone. Mele could understand. It says in the Nesivim Tzvesecha from the Kamarna. Let me read it to you. The Kamarna is talking about the Bedichiv. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac from Kamarna. And he says there is such thing as a tzaddik that mirayv or v'chiyas alakusa shafei alav. There's such thing as a tzaddik that because of the abundance of divine light that is pouring upon him constantly, the kabbal kolad the mesimcha v'or upon him. He sees only the good in every single person that he meets. Afil the b'chusei erech, even to the lowest Jews, afil the son of even those who hate him. Upam achas ayat tzaddik hakadosh olor olam, and it once happened that the holy tzaddik, the light of all worlds, Rav Levi Yitzchak Baditcher, was in Varsha, was in Warsaw. And there was a Yid in Varsha whose name was Beinish. There were a lot of Jews that were called Beinish in those days. Baruch Hashem, we have one that's still with us. And there was a Jew in Varsha whose name was Beinish. But that Beinish was not like our Beinish. He was the lowest Jew, this Beinish. So what happened? You know, when the Bedit Shiva would meet somebody. So Bedit Shiva met this Beinish. So Reuven, help me out again. How do you say in Russian, my heart? Sirtze. But here he said, Sirtze, my heart. How do you say in Russian, my brother? Yeah, that's what it says here. I don't know. Okay. So he said, my brother, my heart. That's how he spoke it. And this, and there were tzaddikim that were there. And they were all upset because this Beinish was standing over there, the lowest Jew in Warsaw. And the Beditshuva sees him. And the Beditshuva, and you know, they know that a tzaddik sees who everybody, you know, the tzaddik sees who you really are. So the tzaddik looked at him, he says, Beinish. And he says, Sitzah, what's the other word? Yeah, okay. My brother, he says, Kasher Atzmacha B'Sheirish Elyon. He says, Beinish, connect yourself to the higher root of your soul. Sheirish Kol HaSheroshim, to the root of all roots, but Dveikus V'Ahava, with attachment and with love. V'tir, and you will see, Shein Lecha Dover Yoker Kemais, there's nothing that's as precious as that, as connecting to the root of who you are. And the people that were staying there started to laugh. He got the wrong customer. And I was like, Halavai Beinish should put on tefillin and be a mensch, right? Af Beinish Tzaddikim, and even the Tzaddikim were there, couldn't hold themselves back from giggling. So the Kamarna explains, Avala Emes, the truth is, what, the Tzaddik, the Beditshva had better eyes than all of them together. He says, Avala Emes, Tzaddik Emes, and his muscle so refus. There's a tzaddik whose soul is on fire. K'may eish loyheit, a burning flame, the ahava v'chiba, with love and delight, v'leiv sameach, with affection, v'leiv sameach, with a joyous heart. V'nera shum chisus b'adam. He can't see anything low in a person. He can only see to the beginning of who that person is. That's when he screamed, Beinish! Because when he saw Beinish, he saw the beginning of Beinish. And he saw the end of Beinish. And he knew all the destruction that was in between. He saw, but the Beditshva looked at the beginning. He saw the beginning of Beinish, and he saw the end. Beinish has also the word Evan in it, right? So he saw Ve'ene Roya Shumchis Badam who writes Lashpila Kolamorazah, and the tzaddik just wants to be Mashpia, to connect the whole world back to the beginning and to bring it to the end. Adkan l'shenakash, these are the holy words of the tzaddik from Kamanda when he told over the Meisah from Beditshuva in Varsha. That's how Kedushas Levi saw the lowest person in the world. Well, we should be Zayich Hashem to see great Jews in such a way. Halavai, Matisyo, speaking about a great Jew. Yeah, Matisyo.
I just have 45 seconds to say that the Matseva that Yaakov put the Shemin on is that served as a testimony is just like the menorah, the Chanukiah, which is there like Mahodas and Pirsume and Nitzra, and what's interesting is in terms of Gula is that this is you use the term Aver over here, that from that is built the whole coma of the person, so this, and that everything existed from the beginning, right, the Machshava Tzchila that he speaks about, that's expanded upon, that's the whole Indian of that the Shemin was able to last through all 8 days from the God that existed at the
excellent,
end.
Excellent.
And that's why it says good. Like Luz, because if you look at it, if I could just take it the next step, that Luz, if you look at the Gematria, it's like this. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, this might be a little bit far-fetched, but so Luz is Lamed Vav, is the 36 Neiros that all come from the fact that the Neis lasted the extra Zayin Yomim. All from the Koach of the original.
Hey, Matisyo, you're missing something fantastic over here. Yeah, good, Matisyo. It's also the Nina of Lamed Vav Tzadikim and Be'er Sheva. The Nina of Vayetzi Yachim Be'er Sheva is also the Luz, Lamed Vav and Zayin. Matisyo said a Gevaldig Yavag. It's true. And the Lamed Vav, the 36 candles of Chanukah that are able to inflame the Zion, the seven, and go beyond, and that's the whole meaning of the Kasha, the Beis Yosef, Matisyo said, Gevaldige. We need some more time to explain, to talk about it, but it's already late. Mitzvah, we'll go on and on and on. Mitzvah, talking more about Chanukah and the teachings of the Kedushas Levi. Shukayah.